Now, with the cold snap approaching, extra beds are being made available in Dublin for people sleeping rough. We can talk now to the CEO of Dublin Simon Community, Catherine Kenny. Catherine, how many rough sleepers are there across the city today?
It's very busy at this time of the year, and we need to be very sure to get as many people into beds that are available as we can. And that's true across the counties. It's critically important that we make sure that if anybody knows of anybody who may be at risk, to let people know, and so that they're not left at risk.
It really is with those sub-zero temperatures, isn't it?
It really is, and it can sneak up on people too. So people might feel that they're okay, but the cold really gets in on people and can cause all sorts of health problems without them even realising it. So it's critically important that anybody who is out there, is at risk of sleeping rough, or who is sleeping rough, that they actually come in or we're made aware of where they are, so that we can go out and make sure that they're as safe as possible. Yep. And there's many things we can do. We can offer accommodation, but we can also ensure that they have hot food, that they've got warm clothing, that they're informed about the best ways to keep themselves safe in these hazardous conditions.
We have a statement from the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive. The Dublin Region cold weather response is active. So how will that work?
What happens is that there's a gradient of intervention. So there are beds available currently in the system, so that's great. And then as required, additional beds are made available. And then when it reaches 0 degrees and goes into the minuses, even more beds are made available. So there's emergency facilities available for anybody who will come in.
So sub-zero temperatures also expected in the Midwest and South over the weekend. Are similar measures being put in place in other parts of the country?
Yes. Counties know what the risks to themselves are, and there's integrated responses across various counties to say, but the important thing is to let somebody know. So if it's outside Dublin, it's to contact the local authority. And to make sure that the local authorities are aware of anybody who's at risk. And there's measures in place across the country to make sure that the risk to life is minimised.
Okay, and Catherine Kenny, thank you for that. The best number for people to get in touch with is the free phone number, 1800 724 724. That's 1800 724 724.